should be a giver. This is how it works. This is the model of this king that they will see, right? The arrogance will put this one down. So this is the last real subject that Rumi is saying to us. Are you in a mood of reading for us today? Thank you.
The vicious, distempered thoughts that arose in the prince in consequence of the self-sufficiency and illumination with which his heart had been endowed by the king. How he proceeded to show ingratitude and rebelliousness, and how the king, being made aware of it in an inspired and mysterious manner, was pained at heart, and, though outwardly unconscious, dealt his spirit a wound, etc.
If you pay attention to the differences, somehow he's a poet, he knows what to do. He brought a point here. Comparing with the first one, in both cases, the king knows everything. The reaction of these two brothers to non-declaration of this and invisibility of this stuff will make two different stuff. Here, the king is aware of his inside, but he is not. Yes?
When from the inward nature of the king the allowance was paid over without sale or purchase into his soul, his moon-like soul was feeding on the light of the king's soul as the moon on the sun. And the spiritual ration from the peerless king was arriving in his intoxicated soul at every moment. It was not that which polytheists and Christians eat part of the food which the angels eat. He felt self-sufficient within himself, and from self-sufficiency emerged a feeling of insolent pride.
Something happened here. What was it? That word of self-sufficiency. We talked about this before. Do you remember when we were giving the name to the periods of changes? One of them is estekna, means to feel that you are rich, you have everything, you have enough to really be satisfied with what you have. That's the estekna. When was that? It was the middle of the way. Now here he will say how from that stuff that happens in the middle of the way, suddenly something bizarre happened. When something is mixed up, somehow that is sevana, mixed up with the self-sufficiency. Yes?
Am not I, said he, both a king and a king's son? How have I let this king take control of me?
Aha, this is it. You could find it in yourself. There are moments that you think, me, I'm the master of this. Why should I be a follower? Why should I? You know what? From childhood, my daydreaming was to be the king of the king. Why should I follow someone? Do you remember when this happened? When we talked about this? Let's go back. Right at the beginning, Rumi said, the first thing you have to do to practice is to be a follower, to find someone who is better than you. Because you prefer always you, okay, even, I don't know, even a pig does that. All the living creatures, they love themselves. This is what it is. This is what we are born with. When I say we born, what I'm talking about, just forget about that culture we were talking about, that education. Then what am I? Another kind of monkey. That's it. And I love myself. The humanity starts at the moment that I will understand that I am not the best, I am not the center. And I don't need to. What should I do? Look around and find the better stuff. Whatever it is, it's out there. I have to believe in that, right? This is the point. He turns around and says, I am the king and I am the son of the king. Why should I be a follower? Yes.
Now that a resplendent moon has risen for me, why should I be following a cloud of dust? The water is in my riverbed, and it is time to show disdain. Why should I, who want nothing, endure disdain from another? Why should I bandage my head when my headache is gone? The time for pale face and tearful eye is past. Since my lips have become as sugar and my cheeks as the moon, I must open another shop.
You get it or no? Because this is in all of us, in every single human being, to think like this. Now, I want to be a leader because I have qualities. Look at it. This happens always, even for the most stupid one. Yes, it happens that something, he does good. Then he feels that, This arrogance is with us because it is in the animal and it is always. As long as I am alive, it is alive. Yes?
When his carnal soul began to spawn from this egoism, he began to chew 100,000 thistles.
I cannot explain to you what is the outcome, because it depends where, when, who. There are thousands of this happening every single moment. This is me, mani, the ego, calling me, me. Yes, zin, mani. There is self-ego who says me, me, me. From this me, 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 that ego will rise up and everything will be damaged. Yes.
Even the evil eye can traverse 100 deserts to reach the object of its greed and envy. How should the sea of the king to which every water returns, be ignorant of what is in torrent and river.
Mm-hmm. This is something that you could pass by. I remember when I read this for the first time, I was a young fellow, and it's really revealing something deep, because in that moment I think that the jealousy and the greed are the maximum, are the real problem with this self and ego. Here he will say, oh, so far from these two, there are so many different complicated situations, because this is what we are facing. What are we facing really? All the living creatures, they are facing the nature and the way the nature treats them. We are facing what? The outcome of all the changes we make to the nature. We ruin everything, we build up everything. We have changed the face of the earth that any traveler around looking will notice us. That's what we are talking about. That's what the outcome of our life is. Then I think about city planning, citizenship. Why we are using that meaningful stuff for civilization. Living in a city is another different life. Before that, there is no specialist. In the time of agriculture, everybody will learn from the father, the mother, the neighbor. That's what it is in the village. And everybody should do everything. So everybody is doing everything roughly and bad. It all begins with city planning. The city starts when there are roads, and road will cross the river. Period. You are in the road. You are walking, or having a donkey, or a horse, or whatever. And you're walking. That's the way. Then there is a river. Now what? Now what? You have to wait. First of all, you gain the water. Second, you have to cross this river. And you cannot. You should wait. And there is someone over there who has built a boat. You have to pace that someone to take you to the other way. Meanwhile, you need to repair the shoe of your horse. There is a guy over there who will repair that, and he's a specialist in the horseshoe making. A specialty. Then what? Then there is the teacher. Not my father and my mother. Teacher, professional teacher. That's how everything starts.